The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Excuse me. I'm coughing
from
here.
All the games yesterday. Oh,
I wasn't screaming my head off, except that it was interesting. I was not. First of all, I don't scream at football games. I scream during times. I scream for ice cream. Okay. No, I scream various other times.
Well, good morning anyway.
You just completely threw me off my track. Just jump right in here. 7:07 in the morning here on the 12th of October, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least we are now. I had our webmaster in this morning at 5:30, and he was running around making sure everything worked. So good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob. Bad Bob, where you been, buddy?
Oh, well, took care of a few things over the weekend, and not the least of which was taking my beloved to go see the good doctor.
Dr. Danuka. I just talked to him. I talked to him Monday. He's doing well. You know what? They're so busy. They're opening up another place, and he brought another doctor in. Another example of capitalism at its very best. And, sweetheart, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, here on Monday. Again, it's the 12th. It's the 12th, that's right. We're approaching the Think Pink month, or we are in Think Pink month. I wanted to, before I read the weather, like to invite you on this Thursday night at Westside Wines. Molly and I are going to be a guest pouring. If you've not been to Westside Wines, it's on Buenaventura Boulevard over there by, on that strip across from the animal hospital. In there, but next to the barbecue place.
Little strip mall right there.
Right. And it's really, really nice, and it's a great way to come support. Funds are going towards, of course,
breast cancer awareness.
Exactly. Stop out before the bridge lighting for an appetizer and wine tasting. Bottles of rosé are 30% off. And again, 20% of sales will be donated to the breast cancer awareness. I'll be mentioning this throughout the day. That's Thursday night. Now, the weather, currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, our forecast calls for sunny and high of 93. Tonight will be 63. Tuesday calls for a high of 95. Tuesday night was 62. Wednesday, 92. And as we look through the forecast throughout the week, Friday's 89, Saturday's 82, and Sunday is 82. So the weather and the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I have that all memorized.
I know you do.
It's great. Pretty cool when somebody says, we really want to support you. And we say, okay, you know, I think the good fit for you would be the weather. So they're our sponsor for the weather, and we really appreciate them. They're veteran-owned. They're hardworking people, really good people.
Really good people.
And we love our sponsors, because without our sponsors, it'd be very difficult to keep going every single day on the air.
We wouldn't be on the air every single day. We wouldn't be on the air at all. Hey, a lot of things happening here. They're hosting Amos and Sherry Goldsberry are hosting a Veterans Quilting Bee for veterans at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street, 16 to 17 October. And last year, they, along with friends, made 57 quilts during that time frame. Isn't that cool? That's from Gibson. Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. Shasta County District Attorney's Office is striking out domestic violence in Shasta County. Get a team together and head on down to Shasta Lanes on October 23rd. It's only $24 and that includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. Then you raise money to help fund One Safe Place. The California Waterfowl organization and Five Star Bank and Shasta Land Services, along with Curbs Outfitters. This is going to be a veterans hunt program up in Tule Lake Waterfowl. The hunt's going to take place at the National Refuge on the afternoon of October 31st and the morning of November 1st. They're going to have the hunters will have the refuge all to themselves on this afternoon and the next morning. Okay, fully guided, includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at Winnemah Lodge, food and drinks. Is this a great deal? Bob, you could go on that. California Waterfowl's Veteran Hunt Program offers exceptional hunting opportunities to servicemen and women. And these opportunities take place on lands throughout California. Preferences go to wounded servicemen and women and to new first-time waterfowl hunters. So, for more information, please visit calwaterfowl.org or contact Jeff Smith, Hunt Program Coordinator at 305-9234. I know a lot of people are signing up for this. So here's your chance to go out and just have a great time, spend the night up there, and do some shooting.
When is it again?
October 31st and November 1st.
Okay.
You can spend Halloween out there on Halloween Day.
You spend the night?
You spend the night free at the Winnemah Lodge, and that's where we stayed when we were up in Tule Lake. Remember the lodge we stayed at?
Uh-huh.
With the kids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great place. Marine Corps birthday, my friends. The 240th Marine Corps birthday is coming November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. You want to go? Well, you can. If you want to be a part of this, call Mike Gutierrez, Iron Mike Gutierrez, at 524-7595. You'll get to hear Linda sing. You'll see me play a part in the ceremony. You'll see a great time for all, a band. It's a super food. Guest speaker is General O.K. Steele, a legend in the Marine Corps, will be the speaker
this year.
General Steele, O.K. Steele. I know. And his son was a general.
People enjoy this. It's a nice night.
Oh, what a great night. And you don't have to be a Marine. You can be a civilian. You can be Army, Navy, Air Force, anybody. Just come to this and have a wonderful time. They're doing drawings for a Smith & Wesson AR-15, a Smith & Wesson 9mm, and a Rock Island 45.
Well, that's all great. But, you know, from the layman not being a Marine, it's really wonderful to see tradition. It's steeped in tradition, and they have the oldest and the youngest and the cake cutting. And it's a fun event to go to. People dress up. You know, there's like we're talking about where can you dress up in Reading. I mean, it's a beautiful night.
Tuxedos.
Women wear their ball gowns. Yeah. And, you know, again, there's dancing and everything. So it's a fun night.
It is
the Marine Corps ball. And when I met Carl, I said, I always wanted to go to a ball. I always wanted to go to a real, like, you know, ball. And I've watched how it's just really, you know, grown so much. Because we've been to the San Francisco Marine Corps Ball, which was fabulous, downtown off of Union Square.
Marine Corps Memorial with a bunch of... but, you know, and that was. But I tell you what, the one we have here, I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's big. We have the pomp and circumstance. We have the bagpipers, the marching in of the colors, the ceremonies, the reading of General Lejeune's message, the commandant's message. I mean, it's really a great time. It really is. Tickets are only $35. I mean, and really,
when
you think about it, that's dinner and dancing, and it's a great night. It's one of those nights that Linda gets to drive home.
Linda
drives home that night because it's my 240th birthday, and if I can't raise a few glasses of cheer, then we're doing something wrong.
Okay, so here's the question.
Right.
We started off Monday morning. We've done all of these live reads.
My gosh, you know what? They've taken
the
a long
whole
time.
Morning. Okay, before we go into this one, because of course we need to talk about, you know, how wonderful it is to sleep well. But what do we have on the agenda so our listeners know? Okay, what's on the show today?
Today we have the Civic Auditorium's rolling in, and we have the Record Searchlight, the new editorial writer in charge of the editorials of the opinion pages will be with us today, Tom Sellers, along with Carol Ferguson. And we're also going to talk about the fact that Record Searchlight, their parent company, was bought and merged with Gannett Communications. Thanks, Bob. It's Garnet, Gannett, something like this. But what changes will that mean for us in the future, since they just were taken over by another organization? So, that's, you know, I let's just see what's going to happen that way. Also talk about where the editorials are, where the opinions are, and where, you know, where's that paper going with us here in the near future?
Because where printed, is the paper going?
Yeah, because the printed page is taking some hits. So, but I hope that they're going to continue. I can't imagine a day without a paper. Can you imagine that? I mean, really, Bob, can you imagine that? Times what? It ties so many elements together is what Bob is saying over there because he doesn't want to lean in and turn on his microphone. So here's your chance there, buddy. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. That's right. It's Columbus Day. And besides the fact that we're sleeping better than we ever have with the new.
That's right. You've had a little bit of a neck issue. Let's just talk about that. And you've had to, like, work on your pillows, but you've also changed your numbers around.
I have changed my numbers around. And one of the things about when you change your numbers around is how that you know, what your sleep number setting is. Well, my sleep number setting now is 50, and that has improved my it's got a little more firmer, but that's improved my neck condition there.
Okay.
And I did that when I was working out, and I pulled a muscle in my neck. Or I didn't work out enough and pulled a muscle in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Your sleep number setting, though, continues to be 40, and you seem to be pretty happy there at night.
I'm enjoying it, yes. I've had restful evenings where they've not been interrupted, which is strange. You know, I mean, even on trips, again, we talked about, you know, went to the beach, and it was fabulous, but I didn't sleep very well. And coming home, it was just nice to be on my sleep number. Wish everybody had a sleep number. Wish every hotel had a sleep number. Everybody had a sleep number because it really does start to spoil you in how you sleep.
And with the Sleep IQ technology, it also helps you make that decision. Now, here's the really good news. Right now, during the Columbus Day sale, you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price of the year. And you can get all of this by heading down to the Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there by the vitamin shop. Go in and talk to Brian Janis or any of the people in there. You will, I guarantee, have a great night's sleep. We've had nothing but great night's sleep since we've had this bed. Sleep Number. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR, 1460.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott. It's 7:23 in the morning. Shasta Regional, top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row in their cardiac unit, is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. In the nation at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why? Because they treat people well. Doing it for 70 years. You can't get any better than that. Hey, we're with Jeff Wurst here, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, wonderful to be here.
It is. It's going to be a beautiful week. It's going to be hot, though. It's going to be hot, so watch out. God still tell people to watch out about leaving your animals in the cars. Hey, you know what, buddy? Somebody just came in and said that you'd fixed a 2-foot crack in their windshield, their wife's windshield this weekend.
Yes. Well, actually, it is Thursday afternoon.
Well, we love Jeff Wurst. We talk about Jeff throughout do a live read for Jeff, and it's because of our personal testimony as well. We love the fact that, first of all, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
Veteran-owned business, and Jeff Wurst is one of the most honest men doing business that I've ever met.
He's painfully honest.
Painfully
for
honest.
Himself,
if he can do it, if he doesn't give you anything else. If I can't do it, or it's better for you to really do the replacement. But he will do everything within his power to fix it if he can.
The number one parameter of a windshield repair is to be able to return the windshield to a safe condition. Anything short of that is not a viable repair. It's not recommended for safety reasons. Only then should you break the seal and replace the windshield.
So let's talk about some of the newer procedures that you're doing, as well as what's going to be happening now when the seasons change. Even though we don't have it this week, the fact is that we are going to be getting cooler. The windshield, what happens with the glass when it goes from hot, you know, being in a hot condition, into now we're going to be turning on it'll be cool outside, we'll be turning on the heater inside. What happens with our windshield and our glass at that point?
Any time of the year, no matter what the season is, you still have temperature fluctuations. This time of year, it's more dramatic because you'll have sometimes 30 degrees difference between morning overnight temperatures and hot day temperatures. Like today, this morning's news said it was supposed to be 94 or something. Well, 60 degrees overnight, there's 34 degrees difference. Your windshield is always moving, contracting and expanding. Not a problem if you don't have rock chips or you don't have a crack starting. With that movement comes the progression of the crack propagating through the windshield just because the thing's moving. Then you add going down the road, twisting and turning at the road crown, going into ditches, driveways. You put stress on the outside part of the windshield. Your windshield's glued in tight, so that's likely to cause it to grow. Especially the defrost when it's real cold outside. That'll snap more windshields than a lot of times with the 112-degree heat. Because a lot of people, 112-degree heat, you want to go home and get into your AC at home. Whereas in the morning when you come out and start your vehicle, that'll create a problem because the hot air hitting the cold windshield. Anytime you have a rapid temperature variance, you can snap your windshield. This year I've seen a couple windshields come in undamaged, and a crack had taken it out because they went through the car wash when the water's too hot, when the windshield's too hot.
Really?
And the opposite will happen if you got somebody like me that lives in Wyoming, it's in a hurry to get to work, it's 20 below zero, you come out. I used to throw cold water on the windshield and run the wipers, and that would usually get the ice off. Well, this particular morning it was cold and the wind was a little colder than normal, so the cold water turned to ice, so I went in and threw hot water on the windshield. Immediately took out my whole windshield.
It just cracked right there.
That was my first lesson in thermal shock, even though I didn't know what it was.
I always tell that story about how you could have a little chip in your windshield, and once it gets ice in it, that's it.
Seems so innocuous until something happens.
Yeah, it does. So you can go on down. So you can just take, you can fix all those. In fact, you know, I keep saying it. I'm coming down this week because this week it's going to be warm. But, you know, it's like everything else. You got to get down and get it fixed because it's going to start getting cooler. And when it does, I've had those chips for a while, and you've already fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield. And so I'm going to get all those little chips fixed. And so I don't have to worry about them. I know it's going to take you, I've got like four or five now.
So what are some of the new procedures that you're doing?
Well, I have been using now for going on my 23rd year, one of the more advanced windshield repair systems on the market. I just returned last week in Reno. The National Windshield Repair Association and a few other associations got together for Auto Glass Week. This is where the auto glass people, the tint people, the repair people come in, have a trade show, have a show. I competed in an international competition, and you come in and show your wares. And it's getting really, really, it's kind of a shame, but there's not very many repair people in the market anymore, true professional repairs. Throughout the National Windshield Repair Association, nationwide and even worldwide, there's a guy in Aruba that's a member, a guy in Costa Rica, United Kingdom, and it represents the professional entity of Windshield Repair, National Windshield Repair Association. And we had all of 13 members show up at our conference this year. 13 out of about 150 nationwide. So the forces on windshield repair are really great. You had mentioned something like capitalism at its finest when you were talking about Dr. Danusha this morning on the way in. And this is just kind of the reverse, where the windshield repair people are being pushed out because of the Goliath glass coming in. You'll see their commercials on TV. They'll tell you stories. They'll show you cartoons. And they'll urge you to replace your windshield when actually repair is a safer choice. Especially the newer vehicles, especially the newer Ford F-150s is the first commercial company besides the Mercedes to come out with aluminum bodies. All the shops have to retrofit their tools. Their old tools for steel bodies will not work on the aluminum-bodied vehicles.
Wow.
Crackmaster was the only shop from Reading at Auto Glass Week this year.
Really?
The closest
participant
was a guy from Chico. I forget the name of the shop down there. But I got a readout of all the attendees of the show, and I don't even do auto glass. I'm just a repair guy.
Wow.
But I represent what is possible with the repair industry. And I even gave a little short speech at our membership meeting in Reno the other morning. And other people that are in my association were looking at me like I'm crazy because I get up there and say, well, I could do a 24 to 30-inch crack. They don't want you to know that because most of the people in the association are also replacement people.
Okay.
And so there's a conflict of interest almost everywhere you turn when you speak about repair. Everybody does something else and then does repair on the side or the last item of their list of services. And then you got your side of the road guys that, you know, they're not even qualified to even talk about. But anyway, if that repair is not restoring that structural integrity, which is your safety value back to the glass, then what are you really paying for?
Well, you know, the thing is I know that you fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago now.
I've done mine.
Oh, he says five years ago.
Well,
okay,
he's done several on yours several on mine.
But, I mean, 5 years ago, and it's never spread. It's never gotten worse. And I've, you know, I saved the whole cost of putting in a new windshield, which, by the way.
You have a few chips in the corner you need
to
get.
I know. But, by the way, is your insurance pays for that quote, except that you've got the deductible on it. So I end up paying for my own anyway. So, you know, for if I had to replace one, because you had one that, because we took it into Jeff, and Jeff says, I can fix this, but it's going to go right across your line of sight in your Jeep. And so he said, I recommend that you get it replaced. See, that's honesty and integrity. That's why we like, you know, doing business with Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster.
In some cases, if I believe that the level of visibility is going to be detrimental to the whole operation, because the only negative issue I really ever deal with is that residual visibility. Just like when you cut yourself, you're going to have a scar. Depending on how bad you cut yourself as to how bad of a scar you're going to have. Same thing applies to auto glass. The worse the damage is, the more it's going to show afterwards. So even though I can do some things, if you have like a brand new Mercedes and you come in with a twisty, turny crack, I don't think it's going to look good afterwards, even though what I do is intended to restore structural integrity, not necessarily make it disappear. The benefit of the repair is that it does greatly reduce what you see of it, saves the windshield. But the only deal breaker usually is that level of visibility. Seldom do they separate. Seldom do they grow. I've lasted almost 23 years. Well, I'm in my 23rd year. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
Well, congratulations. but
it is a safer alternative to replacement, and it works well. I'm even surprised sometimes at how well it does work. I've got 4 long cracks and 2 little rock chips in my own vehicle. I've had my truck for 12, 13 years now. I've saved my own windshield 6 times. It does work.
Well, you've been listening to Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster. He's the guy to go to. He'll come to you, look at your car, bring it in, and tell you whether he can fix it or not. Chances are he can. From both of us, Carl and I, we both have had our trucks and our windshields worked on. We love to support local businesses. We think that you should stay local. And we love the fact that you're a veteran-owned business as well. And so Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
How do we get a hold of you?
241-8373-3208
South Market Street.
All right.
If I may touch on that insurance thing, if we have a little time.
Sure.
Insurance is very, very not on your side. I hate to say this, but in one breath, they'll offer to pay for repairs if you choose to have it repaired. On the other breath, their claim service is operated by a replacement company.
Okay.
So,
yep.
There's
so
quite
beware.
A conflict of interest
beware.
In your glass claims.
Right.
Call a local professional first. Hold on, they can do anything with insurance that you need to be done.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
we have something here for...
We have somebody wanted to say hello to Jeff. David.
Oh. Okay,
hey,
David, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. David Schaffner, Auto Sales.
Hey.
I just want to tell the folks that... I've been using you for, you know, probably 20, 25 years, whatever it is, and I know you always guarantee the windshield that it will be fixed or replaced if your repair doesn't work. Well, in the 500 windshields that I've probably had you fix, you know that nobody's ever come back with a broken one.
Excellent.
So whatever you stick on there works.
That's why I'm the only one that stands behind the rock chip repair, long crack repair. Everybody else will tell you, nobody guarantees rock chip repair. Well, I'm the only one. I raise my hand. I guarantee it. Most importantly, safe, strong, legal, guaranteed not to grow.
All right. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield
Thank
Repair.
You, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks Dave.
Thanks so much.
Hey, we'll be
Thanks
right back
having
after
me.
These messages.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm on 14 carats, I'm 14 carat. Doing it up like my eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Monday. 23 minutes until 8 o'clock here, 62 degrees going up to, I think it's going up into the 90s today. It says 88, but I think it's the 90. I think it's like 95 today.
No, it's 93, dear.
93 today.
It's
going to
be 93. Okay. Low tonight was 63. Yeah. And that's what Jeff was talking about, these, you know, these big jumps
from the hot days. Right.
Now, it's 93. What do you think is going to be 93? And then, of course, Tuesday's going to call for 95, and Wednesday's 92. So this whole week.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. That's when I heard that 14 carat. I thought that's pretty cool. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Outstanding jewelry. The estate jewelry choices there are just remarkable. What can I say? Leonard will make a deal for you that you can't believe. If you don't see it, you ask him, because you can never tell what he has hidden back in that safe of his. And if he doesn't have it, trust me, he can get it. All the Four Winds Jewelry, honesty, integrity, and great prices and great selection. You can't get any better than Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
All right, with us this morning is you know what? We get really excited when we have, I would say, newcomers, if you will. And with us this morning, I'm very excited about the assistant manager of the Civic, Julie Dyer. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we know that you've come here. It was a really big deal. You know, I hear about the fact that, you know, you are really a very accomplished woman in theater on so many levels. And you've come to Reading from Alaska.
I have, yes. Juneau, Alaska.
I don't. Do you know Alaska? I thought you said, do you know Alaska?
Right.
Well, I don't.
Should know where I'm from? I'm from Tennessee. Where are you from? Oh, do you know? No, no, that's what I said. Where are you from? Do you know Alaska? No, I don't know Alaska. I'm from Tennessee.
Anyway, do you know Alaska? I love that. So anyway, so you've come to Reading, but how wonderful, because I knew from the moment that I met you, and I just have to, you know, shout this out to our listeners, that you were really special. And I've met you at a couple events that we did that were the special VIP dinners down shows. But recently when we did the A Taste of Greece, which, by the way, the Civic did a smashing job at really making the Library Foundation event fabulous. Just your calm and your care, and just a woman who walks with grace.
Well, thank you.
So I just felt that from you. So we're very excited to have you here, and we're very excited about a partnership with the Civic, because there's some really new and exciting things happening at the Civic.
There really are, and it's really, you know, we're putting in a lot of effort to bring Reading a variety of really great entertainment options, things that will really make Reading believe in itself again. You know, I am new to the community, and it's an interesting narrative to hear Reading talk about itself, and it's not always positive.
Isn't it strange how you'll hear people that live here denigrate our community?
Yeah.
And even though that when you ask them, oh, but this is bad, but the, you know, oh gosh, this is this, and then but when you start pinning them down.
Yeah.
Well, then they say, well, yeah, no, that's true. Oh, no, okay, yeah, you're right, that's true. There are things. I mean, let's just face it, homeless and transients and this kind of thing. That right there, you know, it's noticeable. You know, people,
yeah, and it's an issue, yeah.
But at the same time, if you look over them,
right,
and you look up there in the mountains, or you look there at the river, like yesterday when Linda was singing, and the osprey drops straight down into the river and comes up with a trout.
Yeah.
When all the other and the guys were floating down paying $250 an hour, we're not catching anything.
It was
great. Bah, I bet you're an osprey.
But that's right here in our backyard.
Yeah. And it is. It's beautiful.
And so we have not only just the beautiful, you know, the mountains and but we have a body of people who really want to create and make something wonderful. We have a great museum. We have, and then the Civic is coming. Okay, $1 million you guys have spent plus on making the Civic, you know, with your seating and your sound and the jumbo screens and the list goes on, of just a better place to go see concerts, to go see theater, to bring in special events. So, let's share a little bit with the season, because we're also going to be talking about a super cool event that, you know, I feel blessed that I've been invited to do some Christmas music, which is going to be Thanksgiving weekend on the 28th. Okay, so mark your calendars, first of all, for the 28th, because this is going to be something that has not been brought to Reading. But let's talk about something that's happening in the season, where we're going here now with the fall lineup, the season, and next year.
Right. So we did launch earlier this year in the spring, the 2015-2016 season, and in that we have a wide variety of things. We've got the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas coming. Actually, before that, we've got the Moscow Ballet.
I'm growing my beard, getting ready.
Awesome.
The Moscow Ballet. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so that's going to be the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we're really kicking off the holiday season this year kind of with a bang. We've got the ballet, then Red Town that we'll be talking about later. So Oak Ridge Boys, then we're putting on our own production of an original play called A Christmas Carol, A Love Story, that it was in the newspaper not too long ago.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that Fab's kind of done a twist on the old Christmas Carol.
What's his name?
Fabiano Altamura.
Okay.
I got it out.
We got to get him in here.
You know what? If nothing else.
I want to see how he dresses. He's the guy that has the
Fabiano.
Thread.
Fabiano Altamura.
Oh, yeah.
Fabiano
and
Altamura.
He is fab. He really is.
Okay, now. Now, does he have this like long blonde hair? And he's not the same guy that was, you know, the one they call Poppy.
No. Here he dresses like he came right out of, you know, London.
Yes,
fabulous.
Yeah. That's cool. Very sharp.
I tell you what, there's a lot of things to talk about. Let's take a quick break, get back on schedule here.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here. We're here with Julie Dyer, who is the assistant manager there at Civic. And here's an editorial for me, I'm editorializing, is the fact is that since the organization took over the Civic, it saved the city here. So it's been, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At least $3 million.
Yep.
So that's $1 million a year plus taxes that went back into it, plus all the things that you all do down there.
Right.
So it's worked out for the city very well, and it's worked out for our community very well. Yeah. And I believe that, or I wouldn't say it.
Right.
Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors provide some of the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. In fact, they have an advanced class going October the 25th. That's just a couple of Sundays from now. It's if you've already got your CCW from training, this takes you to that next step. It's a whole day of shooting, presentation of the weapon, firing from different positions, firing from behind cover, reloading, and then scenarios. You're not going to get any better training in Northern California than this during the Northern Firearms Advanced Pistol class. Give him a call at 999-1822. There's only 12 people allowed in this, and I think there's 10 the last time I talked. Check out readingccw.com. And for people that have this question, yes, Governor Brown just signed the bill that said that you cannot have concealed carry, you cannot carry concealed weapon onto college or school campuses. That was, believe it or not, that was a you could before. It is not, and you cannot have a weapon within 1,000 feet of a campus. That does not include those with a concealed carry license. All right, with a legal concealed carry license, yes, you can still carry within 1,000 feet of the schools. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Wellgate Sports Club, Reading's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with zero enrollment fees. That's right, zero enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires October 15th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, Reading. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hey, you know what? This weather is beautiful, and now is the time, even though it's in the 90s this week. This is a good time to have that heater checked out. Yeah, I know your air conditioner's already been done by Alliance Heating and Air. Now it's time to do the best of the North State. Now, that's right. That's Alliance Heating and Air, best of the North State when it comes to HVAC. So head on down, give them a call at 221-2642 to make sure that your heater's working, those filters are cleaned up after the summer of smoke, and that all those air ducts are going, and get it done before the rush. That's right, because as soon as it starts raining and it gets cold, oh, my heater's not working. Well, guess what? Probably some others aren't going to work either. Alliance Heating and Air, have it done now, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, locally owned, veteran-owned business. We like these guys. They work really hard.
Good morning. And with us this morning, our guest is Julie Dyer. She's the assistant manager of the Civic Auditorium, the Civic Center, the Civic. We just call it the Civic.
Yeah, Reading Civic Auditorium. We're trying to get away from Civic Center.
Yeah.
That other place.
Okay, Reading Civic Auditorium. All right, so Julie, welcome back to the program. We just want to cover some things that are going on with the Civic.
Yeah.
First of all, again, if you're just tuning in, kudos to the upgrades that's been happening at the Civic. Yeah. The wonderful 2015-2016. You become a member. Let's talk quickly about how you can become a member.
Sure. For $100 annually, you can become a friend of the Civic, and what that gets you is you become the very first people to know about upcoming shows, and you get the first crack at ticket sales. So it's a special sale for every show that goes on sale. For members, they get access first. You also get two free drinks at our River Rock Cafe with that. Then the next level up is they start getting into more like legacy partnerships or corporate partnerships at a $2,500 and a $5,000 level. And then with that, not only do you get, you know, special access to purchasing tickets, but then free tickets to so many numbers of shows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the 28th of November. You guys are creating something, and I just am so excited about this event. It's called?
Red Town Market.
Red Town Market.
Yeah.
Give our listeners a visual of what's going to be happening. First of all, it's open to the public.
It is open to the public. No ticket fee. You just come right on in. And like I said before, it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So we have Thanksgiving, then Moscow Ballet, and then Red Town happens. And we'll be converting the Civic overnight into a holiday retail event. And really what we're going for is to really highlight local and area makers and, you know, people who just provide us with purveyors of fine goods and artistic work, handmade goods, not an arts and crafts fair. I mean, not that we won't have handmade things there, because
right.
We really love
like
that
soaps and scents and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there will definitely be handmade things there, but we're really wanting to bring a high level of quality of goods to Reading's attention, and just to understand what you have access to right here in our own backyard, that you don't have to go to San Francisco to get really great stuff. There's Kernan Hyde just right down the street, who's handmade jeans and bags and really
wow.
great things.
Okay.
You
so
know,
what are the vendors, kind of the top vendors so far that you may have in your that you can share with us?
Sure. Well, so Kern and Hyde is committed to being at the event. We also have a couple of local glassmakers who do fused glass work that's just really fabulous stuff. The one gal does these upcycled wine bottles into these really beautiful, whimsical wind chimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a local potter, Jar Pottery. I don't know. You might have seen his work around town. He has some things up, I think, at From the Hearth, and he makes some beautiful pottery goods, and then he also takes some of the proceeds of his sale and donates them to charity for clean water for war-torn regions around the world.
Wow.
So really, you know, a great thing to invest. You're not just buying a really great gift, you're also investing in something worthy. We also have, it's called Gold Coast Goods, and they make handmade neckties and bow ties and, and pocket handkerchiefs and neckerchiefs.
Oh,
and
that's a great
custom neckwear.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It's just really great stuff. A place called Rusticities, so they upcycle things into furniture and those fun, you know, home decor signs with sayings on them and burlap pillows that are painted that are, you know, just that kind of shabby chic, rustic glamour kind of thing that's in all the rage these days. And then some local like Scentsy, those kinds of things where it's still, you know, you're supporting a local person. It's a local business, but they're bringing in some things to the community that you wouldn't have access to otherwise, and their stuff is beautiful.
It's not like you've got a broad selection of everything coming through there, so this is not just a girly thing.
No.
You can go and find a lot of stuff there.
No, from what I understand, you're going to have cocktails and coffee.
Yes, Mosley Wine Cellars is going to be doing wine tasting for us. Mm-hmm. And then Scout Coffee, a local roaster, is going to be coming in and doing their thing. And then, of course, we're going to have the fabulous Linda Vaught.
I'm looking forward to it. 2 to 4. I'll be there from 2 to 4 with the Bluebirds. And we'll be playing, you know, some jazz and holiday music while you shop.
Yeah. And we're just really wanting it to, you know, we have some fun, great decorating ideas. We just met this last week with the group that kind of organizes the decor of the Civic for the holiday season.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And it's, you know, this is our first year launching this. We really hope it becomes something that becomes a holiday tradition that we're really establishing. And it's a new tradition, but it will feel like, oh, we've been doing this forever.
What's fabulous is that, okay, so, you know, the Black Friday is the big day to go out. But here you're going to get a chance to go into the Civic. It's going to be free. You're going to get that holiday flair, local artisans, really cool stuff. You know, you get the bag, you get to, you know, walk around and support, know that you're going to get those really interesting, unique items for the holidays.
Yeah.
And get to hear some fun music. And what are the hours? And it's free. This is what's fabulous. So, you know, this is, if you're thinking about it, it starts from 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it's 11 to 8 p.m. So we're really trying to hit the, you know, you can come after breakfast, do your thing, leave after lunch, you know, that couple
of
days
later. What's the date
again
now?
November 28th.
Okay, so that's after the Thanksgiving turkey, you know, rush where you lay there and you go, you know, you make little burpee sounds.
Right.
And you're kind of like half asleep on the couch, you know, so this is after that. So
you
got a couple of days to get up, you know, kind of move around a little bit, you know, wife gets you and says, okay, come on, we're going.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be, it Saturday or Sunday?
No, it's Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, ho, ho.
And I'll be singing from 2 to 4, so I'm encouraging everybody. This is something you just park your car and you go in and let's just see how beautiful we have locally here and what the Civic is doing. I'm sure it's going to look good. It's going to feel good. It's going to smell good. It's going to be a great way to kick off your holiday season. And the Civic is bringing us, and I'm really excited about that. So, Julie Dyer, this has been your baby too, so I'm really happy to be working alongside you. And we are very excited about the things that the Civic is bringing to the North State.
Well, thank you. We're working really hard, and like we talked about earlier, trying to help change that narrative. You know, Reading, we've wanted to be here for 10 years.
Really?
And, yeah. My husband has a cousin who lives here, and we came through on a cross-country road trip, and we'd been trying to find a place that we could be equally happy, because he's from Alaska. I am not. And that was tough. It was a great
place. I've been
to
Juneau before.
Yeah, it's really...
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, well, I was traveling through.
We came through Reading, visited his cousin, and we looked at each other, like, you know, this... Especially, like, coming from Alaska, there's a lot of really beautiful... I mean, Juneau is eye candy on a sunny day. I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
There's
I mean,
nothing,
it's beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And so... you know, so that was one of the things on our list. It has to be beautiful to look at, and access to, my husband's a sportsman, you know, all of these things, and then still
hunting,
some
fishing,
hunting and
stuff,
fishing,
right?
And I love heat, so it has that. Yay. Thank you, God.
Right.
Oh, no, you have heat.
Oh, yeah. And it's
no,
fabulous. I was loving the
and
summer.
And you don't have all the no-see-ums and mosquitoes and bugs that you have up there.
Exactly. And so it's, you know, we've been wanted to be here for a long time, and I'm excited to be a part of something that helps make this. It, I mean, this is my home. This is my community.
Wow.
And that helps make this place a better place to live.
One of the comments, Civic keeps getting better all the time.
Awesome.
Oh, that's nice from our chat room.
Yeah, and that, and it's one of those things that, If we want to, you know, really do something with our community, it means it's a full court press everywhere. Schools, entertainment, venues to do things, all that. Okay, we got to make a run for it here, Bob tells me.
Well, quickly, I want to encourage everybody to get tickets to Flashdance, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the VIP dinner beforehand. Get it before it goes.
That's right. Julie Dyer, assistant manager of the Civic.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We've got Record Searchlight with us as soon as we get back. 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Southwest Airlines says it has fixed problems that delayed hundreds of flights yesterday. We get the details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Southwest Airlines experienced intermittent technical issues on its website, mobile app, at its phone centers, and at airport check-in systems on Sunday. It was using backup systems to check in travelers who did not have printed or mobile boarding passes. About 450 out of 3,600 flights were delayed as a result of the problem. Passengers reported long lines at several locations nationwide, including major airports like Los Angeles International.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Earlier today, Southwest had warned travelers to show up 2 hours before their flights and to print out their own boarding passes before they got to the airport. A survey of business economists finds that a majority still expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates before the end of the year. National Association for Business Economics President-elect Lisa Emsbo-Mattingly.
A significant percent of the panelists thought that the strong dollar was a negative for the U.S. economy, 80%. On the flip side of that, perhaps, is that 63% thought that lower oil prices were a net positive for the U.S. economy.
Meantime, most of the economists now expect GDP growth of 2.5% for all of 2015. That's up just a tick from the 2.4% rate of annual growth they were predicting back in June, the last time this report came out. The Nobel Committee has now announced all six of its annual awards, with today's announcement in Stockholm by Göran Hansen, Secretary General of the Nobel Assembly.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel to Angus Deaton for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
President Obama took to CBS's 60 Minutes last night to comment on a number of different issues, including Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private email server while she was serving as Secretary of State.
I do think that the way it's been ginned up is in part because of politics, and I think she'd be the first to acknowledge that you know, maybe she could have handled the original decision better and the disclosures more quickly.
European Union foreign ministers meeting to consider how the bloc should react to multiple ongoing crises in the Middle East and North Africa. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
It is very clear that European Union and Turkey share now more than ever a common agenda when it comes to the security and the stability of the region and peace in the region, which is a word that we don't use anymore, but we should put on the agenda again very strongly.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Christine Tatum, co-author of Clearing the Haze, Helping Families Face Addiction, tells the Salem Radio Network the latest facts regarding marijuana use in Colorado are not promising.
Just about a week and a half ago, the Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area, that's a federal office, released a report, and really the Gazette's headline sums it all up. New data condemn Colorado pot.
Christine Tatum, contributor, to the Colorado Springs Gazette. A Seattle-bound flight from New Jersey has made an emergency landing in Buffalo after a small fire in the galley of that plane. An airport official says Alaska Airlines Flight 17 was the one that was affected. It was diverted to Buffalo Niagara International Airport about 8 a.m. local time. He says a credit card reader caught fire. The crew put it out with a fire extinguisher. There were no injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. So people in Bangkok, Thailand can be listening to us. People in Amsterdam, who they do. In fact, she lives outside Amsterdam. Des, we haven't heard from Des for a while. 8:06 in the morning here, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. Like I said, it is 65 degrees out there, going up to 94 today on Columbus Day, sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, clear with a low around 63. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95. Wednesday, a high around 92. It's going to start dropping in this weekend, probably a high near 82, maybe even a slight chance of showers. Could that be? Anyway, it's going to be beautiful weather, but it's still warm, so don't leave any of your animals or children or elderly people in a car by themselves. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. You got something tonight?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a famous speaker coming tonight. His name is Jake McCauley, and he's been on several news programs, CBS News, Fox News, NBC. He's been on The Blaze, and he's even been written up on the Associated Press, but... he is from the Institute on the Constitution, and he's coming to the Tea Party tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, to talk to us about several issues that are in the Constitution. One of them is interposition, and the other one is jurisdiction. And we've invited our sheriff and several other community leaders to come join us and learn how the states can have sovereignty.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Unique idea.
You mean like actually make our own decisions?
Yes.
Well, do we want to have the state of California really do that?
Well, when the Constitution was written, the Constitution was created by the states. The states created the federal government, not the other way around. And therefore, the states were supposed to have the majority of the power.
Well, I like that. Not that it's happening, but I like that.
Yes. Well, we'd like to see it happen more, wouldn't we?
I would. I'd like to see a constitutional government, but that's just me. It seems like people keep saying, as you know, that the Constitution's a living document, that it just needs to be changed all the time. And we're going to be talking to people about that here in a few minutes anyway. We have the Record Searchlight with us.
All right. Well, I'd like to invite everybody to come on out and learn more about your Constitution, because if you don't know what your rights are, how can you defend them?
There you go. Okay, that's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Destiny Fellowship Church off of South Bonneview.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Sally. Thank you for everything you all do. Thanks for caring. You know, and that's it. You know, you may not agree with the Tea Party or the ACLU or whatever. You may not agree with them. But you have to appreciate the fact they're in the fight. They're in the fight, and they're fighting for things they believe in, whether it's, protecting the rights of the man-boy NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association that the ACLU defends, or the Constitution that the Tea Party defends. Both of them very similar. But they're both in the fight, right? Okay. I've got my guests. They just put their heads down. They just put their heads down on the table right then. So, hey, good morning, everybody. And we have our guests from the Record Searchlight. We have every month we have the Record Searchlight on. And it's taken Carol and I years to have this happen.
Good morning,
Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And why don't you introduce our latest addition to the Record Searchlight?
Today, Tom Sellers is with us. He is our new opinion page editor. He started a week ago, two weeks ago. And he's getting.
And he's loved it every
he's
day.
He's loved every single minute of it. That computer system, he's loving it.
Oh yeah.
But this isn't your first time here, though, Tom. This is not your first rodeo here in Reading.
No, sir. I've been here twice before, actually, and this 15 years, and now we're counting again.
Wow. You've been here in Reading at the paper for 15 years
total. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's good. So you know the area
pretty well. I was away in Sacramento for 10 years, and things have changed. It's grown, and it's taking me a little while to look around and see what's changed and developed. But it's.
Where were you in Sacramento? Sacramento was my hometown.
Oh, I was at the Sacramento Bee.
At the Bee, of course. Yep. I mean, there's no longer the Union went away a long time ago.
Right. Yeah. I was at the Bee actually three times too. It's uh-huh. It's a long story. But yeah, now I'm back.
So once you got paper, once you're a newspaper person and that's in your blood, that just seems like to be, you don't really ever leave it, do you?
Well,
you may try.
I've tried.
But it's a great mistress. You just have to keep coming back.
Yeah, it's in your blood. It's tough to...
Printer's ink, right? Is that what you said? Printer's ink's in your blood?
Well, yeah, so to speak. But I've done just about everything in the newspaper business. What I'm doing now is about the only thing I had not done. But I started at the Record Searchlight in 1983, June of 83, as a sports writer and a copy editor. And I went on to be several beats, City of Anderson, Police Beat, Special Districts, various other things. Became a copy editor. And so it's been very interesting and very challenging and lots of hours and...
Well, now that you're writing the opinion piece, what kind of juice does that bring out for you?
Well, frankly, it's still kind of a learning process for me. Carol alluded to the computer system, which is a bit of a challenge for me still. But and then the writing itself, it's a different style of writing. It's expressing an opinion, of course, and that's it's new to me. And I think I did three or four last week. I'm expected to do five or six pretty soon. And that's my goal, is to be up and running as quickly as possible.
Well, so you just have to figure out what to write and how many words or less.
Well, yeah. Of course, there's an editorial board, myself, Silas, and Steve, the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decide the paper's stance. And frankly, I don't know the paper's stance on everything, of course, because I've not been here that long. So... We meet and we decide the issue that we're going to write about, that I'm going to write about, and then the nuances thereof, many of which I'm becoming familiar with again, then we go for it.
Okay. We're here with Tom Sellers, who's the new opinion page editor, and, of course, Carol Ferguson, the managing editor. We're going to take a quick break here because I've already got questions for Carol. here about the paper. And I've got a couple questions for Tom, too, especially with the editorial board and the publisher and all this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, with Espresso Joe's, where you can go in and get those lattes and espressos and cappuccinos and other all types of coffee you could possibly imagine there at very reasonable prices. You don't have to take a loan out. And, you know, you will get change from a $5 bill. I know everybody's going, oh, man, wow. They sell coffee by the pound. They sell coffee makers and, of course, brews of beer and wine. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with anything you could possibly imagine, including e-cigs and all of those. And then a walk-in humidor that is fabulous. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Again, veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's when you're in there for your coffee. We'll be right back with the Record Searchlight right after these messages.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:17 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. The DeFore family out there. It's a family-owned business right there at 299 in Deschutes. It's either the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket, but it has everything, including over 250 different kinds of beers. I know it's hard to believe. 250 different kinds of beer. And Kyle goes out and he searches for them. Sometimes it's just a six-pack. Sometimes it'll be cases of it. But if you're looking for a specific kind of beer, he's got it from all over the world right there. Plus over 350 liquor and wine choices. Barbecue every Friday so you can get ready for the football games for the weekend.
And they're serving breakfast now.
Oh, they're serving breakfast now, and that's outstanding there. And everything. You got it all. It's locally owned, locally operated. Why go to the big box stores when you can go to Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop for everything? $2.99 in Deschutes, right there in Bella Vista.
Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, 818 here on KCNR. Our highs today will be 93, and our lows will be 63. Tuesday calls for 95, our high, and Tuesday night lows of 62. Wednesday calls for high of 92 with our lows of 62. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All right, Carl, you've got some questions,
Carol,
in the chat pack.
What's the occasional delivery of a weekly advertising paper? And I know you used to do it weekly, then some did not for a long time. Then I got three over 3 weeks, now nothing. Again, this is from Joe.
Okay. Hi, Joe. Good morning. Let me tell you about that. That is a product that we have been doing for years, actually. It used to show up in your mailbox. And then we decided a few months ago to change how we delivered it. Instead of mailing it and sending it through the mail, we would deliver it. This has allowed us to have a faster turnaround time for ads. Advertisers can now come in a little quicker because we don't have to worry about sending it all down to Sacramento to be brought back up here to be delivered, as we all know how
that
goes.
What a farce that is.
Yeah. So anyway, and so now we deliver it, and we started doing that, I think, in early September. We've been getting some good reaction, especially from advertisers. We have gotten a lot more advertisers in it since we started this practice. And we do have a way, if you want it, there's a number to call. I honestly, unfortunately, don't have it real handy right now. And if you don't want it and it comes on your driveway, then pick it up, and there's a number for you to call to say you don't want it. And if you do want it, please give us a call, 225-2424.
Okay, now the way Linda uses this, she picks it up, and every so often you get these guys that drive down on their bicycles and they're looking in the cars. Linda runs out and hits them with the paper, hits them with the advertisements.
Well, then he's getting some really good coupons and ads.
There
he's doing him a huge favor.
Yeah.
You know
what? She puts rocks in the bag, too. So
well, you know, that gives it some heft.
There you
go. I think it's great to hit some heft. I like some heft. No, but anyway, so good. That was a good description of why we're starting to get this delivered on our driveway.
I said we should wait until we get Carol here. She knows everything. Okay, are you ready here, Tom? Here comes the question.
I shall do my best.
What does this guy stand for? How does he align with our community? What's his position on top issues? Okay.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the hot seat right now. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm politically neutral. I'm an independent. So my mind is still being made up on most things. Sometimes it changes. I'm conservative on some issues. I'm liberal on others.
Well, I can tell you, nobody knew Bruce Ross was Republican until he took a job working for a Republican, and he said, "Yeah, I've been a Republican for 20 years." I went, "Man, did you keep that hidden?"
But he was being a good newspaper guy.
That's okay. I don't care if. What I like to see in an editorial is something, one, that makes me think about it.
Yes.
That maybe brings another viewpoint in, because as I think studies have done, is people have a propensity to look at articles that only agree with them, which is one of the reasons that we've divided our political system the way they have, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, whatever. You have a tendency just to look at those subjects that are those things that agree with what you think and say, "Oh, yeah, I'm right," and negate the other ones. So having another thought there is fine as long as it's both sides of that thought, which is one of those things I think USA Today does, is they have two different editorials, or maybe it was in Chattanooga. They had two different editorials in the same paper. I mean, diametrically opposed. Mm-hmm. And it was like, who do you find? I mean, how do they find these two guys? So that's a little bit difficult to do. What would you say the editorial policy is of the Record Searchlight? You said it's between yourself and Steve Smith and Silas Lyons.
Right. Again, it depends on the issue, I would think. And so far, that seems to be the case. I think Steve has a slightly more conservative look at things, and Silas maybe. I'm not sure. He's a little bit to the center, and myself, I like to think of myself as a centrist also. So But again, it depends on the issue too. And there've only been four or five meetings between myself and these gentlemen. So, and it could change today, and it could change back tomorrow. And you know, it's every day brings something new. The issues are different every day, and that's
Karen,
why I like to be neutral.
You've been around.
Yeah.
You've been around here. I mean, you're the managing editor. I mean, managing editor, does that mean you take care of everything comes under you?
I'm in charge of the daily operation of the newsroom, so I'm in charge of reporters, photographers, what appears on the front page of your paper, handle a lot of the phone calls, just the daily operation of what's going on in the newsroom.
So you're just kind of like, you're the nuts and bolts and make sure everything
yes.
gets out the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And, but you decide on what's on the paper. Now, do you, this comes back to things like, do you all write the headlines?
No, we don't. At this time, they are written at a copy desk in Texas. When we were part of Scripps, they consolidated a number of copy desks in the company in Corpus Christi. And that copy desk puts out seven newspapers, including the Ventura County Star, another paper here in California, and four Texas papers. And so we send in the content, the stories, and the pictures, and then they write the headlines and design the pages. We are writing the ones that go online. So when you come to Reading.com and you see those headlines on local stories, we're writing those.
Okay. The impact of Gannett.
Gannett.
Gannett. Okay. That's the third time I've mispronounced it. So you know what? People don't think that I speak other languages, but I am. I can speak. In fact, I've pronounced this word three times today. Okay. So Gannett.
Gannett.
I mean, how would people know it's Gannett? Does it say Gannett? It says G-A-N-N-E. Anyway, okay,
yeah.
Gannett. What's the impact of Gannett acquiring you? You all have been acquired twice in the last, what, 4 months?
Oh, something like that.
6 months?
So JMG, Journal Media Group, was an offshoot from Scripps, and it was we combined with the Milwaukee Journal to create a new company with 14 newspapers, and that was it. Gannett comes in with this company, after it acquires the JMG papers, will have 106 newspapers across the nation. Gannett newspapers get 100 million unique visitors to their website a day, so that's almost a third of the country. They are they're growing. They're on in this expansion mode. Gannett also broke away from its broadcast. It had radio stations and television stations, and about 3 months ago, it branched off its newspapers away from its broadcast. Now, those newspapers are a new company, and they're out just buying more newspapers. They just recently bought a cluster down in Texas and New Mexico as well. So they're on a buying spree. We're part of that. We don't know exactly where and what that will mean. What it does mean right away, on big picture, is we're now joining a company that has a lot of depth, a lot of portfolio diversity, big papers, smaller papers. Indianapolis Star is in there. The Arizona Republic is part of it. So you have major newspapers, smaller community newspapers. Gannett's been in the business for over 100 and something years, so they know what they're doing. And they're now one of the more stronger news agencies. So we're coming in, joining a group that has a lot of lasting power and some money.
Here's a question is this mean there's a record searchlight has people in another state deciding content?
The wire content, the international state news, some of that is determined by people in Texas. But a lot of times our news judgment is similar, and we do designate certain wire stories, certain state stories or national stories that we definitely want to have in our paper on 1A. We say we definitely want to get that in the paper. So there's a partnership there, but we don't control every single wire story. Local we do. They do have no say over what we're covering locally.
So they can load. Okay, what about your? This is going to take a while, so I'm going to probably take an earlier break here. Because this question is going to be, do they load your editorial site too?
No,
okay.
That is exclusively ours.
Does that include all the columnists
yes.
that's on that page?
Yes, we choose those columnists. Yeah. We have our own contract with the syndicates for those. We have local writers. All the letters, everything is we choose.
That's
even
yours.
Even when we have editorials that we don't write, but we pick up from other places, we're choosing those.
Like the one I think there's one today from the LA Times about the attack on the Doctors Without Borders,
right.
Which frankly, by the way, I totally agreed with. You know, even though I think the LA Times should don't burn in hell. but I agreed with the call.
Why?
Why? Because of the stances they take. Belly times. Okay. Did I say something wrong?
I'm just kind of wondering why you would.
I can have feelings.
Say something so slanderous.
I have, it's not slanderous when I say I wish they, you know, they should be burning.
That's pretty
hell.
Slanderous.
How is that slanderous? Besides, you cannot slander them because they are a public entity. Is that right? You can write anything you want about you or me because we're public entities. Did you know that?
Huh. And they have.
And they have. We've been, people have commented about,
gotta take
well,
a
me.
Break here. Gotta take a
Maybe
break
not
here.
You.
Well, should we open mouth, insert second foot, or hey, whatever?
What's wrong with me saying that?
All right, come back in and
anyway,
tell us what
but
you
it was
say.
A good editorial. Is what I'm saying is there was no reason for that attack. If it was a bomb, I could understand that. I mean, I could. But a concerted attack that went on and on a hospital that they knew where it was at, there's something wrong there. We'll be right back after these messages with the editorial policy and the managing editor, the opinion page editor of the Record Searchlight.
Oh, I love you more. It took me by the
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owen Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Your community talk radio station right here. 8:33 in the morning. 65 degrees, going up to 94 today, thanks to the weather reporters, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, is the Cheers of Barbershops. Tom, I'm just throwing that out there for you. If you really want to find out what's going on in this city, you go on down to Cypress Square Barbershop. You sit there in the chair and just listen. And DC Tim and the Man in Black will tell you what's going on here. You just kind of listen and see what's going on. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Good people down there.
And by the way, Bob, thanks for, you always do the best bump music, and I'm a big fan of Yes. That was Roundabout. So
we're here with Tom Sellers, who's the new opinion page editor, and Carol Ferguson, who runs the paper. And you know, even though that everything that goes on in the paper is because of Carol.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's it, right?
Yes.
And I noticed there's three guys up here. You know, is there a glass ceiling at the Record Searchlight?
Oh, I don't know. I won't go there. Well, Shauna Cannon was our previous publisher, so I think
Shattered that glass ceiling. Okay. Hey, one of the questions are, let's go back just real quick, because Linda brings up a good point. The content of the paper, the question was, does this mean the content of the paper is coming from another place, like Texas, or whoever owns the big syndicate here? And the answer is...
We have final say in everything that goes into our newspaper. So how it works is locally, we are 100% determining locally what is covered. And then we direct our copy desk which wire stories we want in the paper. We don't necessarily tell the copy desk every single story. There are certain stories you know are just going to get in the paper, the big news of the day. We don't have to say, make sure you get the big Syrian story in today, or this big major international thing, or this big national story in. They know it. They're going to get that in. But we will tell them stories that we know our readers will have a keen interest in. So we will direct them to say, please run this one, please run this one.
And you have changed in the sense that I think a lot of people complained for quite some time that the front page was just blood, guts, and negativity, you know, which happens. It's what's happening. Okay, you can either focus on that, but now you've listened to the people, which is a great thing, by the way, and have put something on the front page that is local or positive. So I think I applaud you for that.
That's been you that's done that,
yes.
Carol, and that is absolutely fabulous.
Well, thank you.
It doesn't work all the time, but I mean, in the sense of because there are things happen here,
mm-hmm.
but at least you're balancing it out where we used to hear that all the time, and now people have noticed that. But the overall opinion of the paper, this is where in a little bit we talked about, was you got to kind of watch if it's coming from a national source that's leaning in one direction.
Right, and that's why we screen them, and we pick ones we know will resonate well with the community, and they're not going to clash with the community values up here in Reading. So we do search for those and find those.
So what do you think, you came on during an election year here, Tom.
The challenge is ahead of me. It will be interesting and fun.
Are we going to see editorials about Benghazi and Hillary?
Don't know. Maybe
are we
not.
Are we going to see editorials about Hillary and servers?
You know, honestly, my guess is probably not locally produced editorials. Generally, we stick to local issues that I would write about. The wire ones are then, you know, having to do with California if we can find them. And again, you know, I'm getting up and running, so a couple of last week's editorials were wire ones. The one you alluded to earlier about the Africa, the
Afghanistan.
Thank you.
The attack on Dr. Porter.
Right.
Border.
Sorry.
Yeah. Total mistake.
You know, that was, partially just getting to the end of the week. My inability to do my job fully so far, I would love to have written an editorial, a local editorial, for that spot in the newspaper, but I'm just not quite there yet.
Well, you know what? But you're going to be.
And
you've been here before. Oh no! You know what? And Tom, I like your attitude. One, you're very forthright, and you're not dissimilar, and you're not going, oh well, you know, this or this is that. Hey, look, I'm coming up to speed. I need to kind of be tuned in to what's happening in the city, and there's a lot of things going on. And several times that we will go back and forth. We will battle you like crazy on some of your opinions. There's been others that the Record Searchlight, and we have just been in lockstep, like moving the public comment in at the city council to the end. I mean, it was a terrible mistake doing away with the Electric Commission. That terrible mistake. Here we are into the eighth month of this survey or this study for public safety, when if you just turn around and look what the chief of police wrote 8 months ago, that we could start doing something about this. There's just so many things that are to right that we need to hold our politicians' feet to the fire, and that's what I really see of local paper doing. And you're right, Hillary in a server, okay, total mistakes there. I mean, as everybody knows, is that more important to the people here in Reading than safety on the streets?
Exactly.
Of course not. Yeah. So good. Good on you for finding out what's going on around here. However, the paper.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay. Come on.
The paper.
Shoot.
No. You know what? And here's what do you think the future is, Carol? Here.
Oh, I think we're going to be fine. Our online audience is strong. We are out getting new subscribers. We are becoming a major voice in the community. We partnered with the Women's Fund to do the mental health forum. That featured the man from San Antonio who talked about their solutions.
He was on our show.
That was great.
That was, you know what? That frankly struck a chord with Linda and I, that there are things that we can do in our city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have come from the point of saying, let them die on the street. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a meth head and you're shooting up and you fall out in the street and there's choices in life. I made choices. You've made choices. We've all made choices in life. You choose to do that. That's fine. But we're at a point here when we're seeing Linda watching somebody walk down the street the other day, screaming, punching the air, and all this. This guy
violent.
He needs a place to go to.
Yes.
He needs mental health professionals maybe that will approach him first instead of the police. Have the police as a backup to get him into a place where we have a facility. The number of beds of psychiatric facilities have dropped so dramatically. Mm-hmm. I mean, by hundreds of thousands.
They're gone.
And we need a place. I'm thinking maybe we need a place during the day, as much as I hate to say this, where people can go to get them off away from Sam. Get them away from Sam Allen's place or off the street. I saw a guy yesterday nodding off. He'd been obviously shot up. He was on Cypress Avenue on the bridge.
Just laying there.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Oh, dear.
See, it's when you see things like that, there's got to be places.
Right. The community needs to do something. They're not going to be able to just come and help themselves.
And this is where I see you all taking leads. Because, you know, people read the paper, and you all swing a big stick here still.
We do plan to keep the conversation going on this. We do plan to keep exploring different solutions other communities have come up with. We have another mental health large story that Elena Shulman is working on that will be published on the end of October that looks at options such as the one in San Antonio and the impact of mental illness on our local law enforcement, and that's from the police all the way to probation. And like, what does it look like when they go into the court system? What does it look like if you're mentally ill in jail? What does it look like if you're mentally ill in probation? And that whole process that they go through, and what does that look like for those providing the services and those going through it? And so we'll be looking at that later in October.
And we need to keep it going because, again, our safety, and this happened way before you got here, Tom, the safety blueprint.
Yes.
Where is it? And it came
it's
out.
It's in hiding.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, and Record Searchlight actually published it. Oh, wait a minute. That's bad. The public doesn't need to know this. This is the city
Not
council.
Until we're
this
ready.
Is the city council. This is the same city council that actually said, hey, you know, we need more input from people. How come we're not getting the input? Well, let me think. How about this? You did away with the Downtown Business Association. You did away with the Electric Commission. You moved all the comments. Gee, Francie, I wonder why you're not getting the comments you want.
Why you're feeling isolated.
Well, and when you have a major study like this and you keep it closed until you feel it's ready for prime time, for public viewing, it makes It does. It creates distrust, and it creates this sense of secrecy. And it's like, this is paid for by public funds for the public on a topic that everyone is so concerned about in this community. And to try to keep it secret until it's fashioned into what you want it to say, it doesn't breed a lot of trust. And, you know, this should be more of an open community discussion. What are our options? What are other people saying our options are? Instead of saying, well, we're just going to get this hammered into where we want it to be, and then we'll release it. If you want a study that says what you want, do your own study.
Well, that's it. And the part of it is, too, is that things that they want to include in the study, you know, enforcing certain things. Like, we can talk about body cams. Body cams. The number of questions that go with this are just, I mean, every time you mention it, I mean, you can pick a body cam. It's easy. Those are easy. But look at all the questions that go with it about privacy, about storage, about who has access to it. Right now, L.A. Times, or not L.A. Times, because we know about them, but the L.A. Police Department. Did you know right now they release no video from their cameras? What do you think about that as a newspaper?
That would be very frustrating on us because we would want to see that.
They're saying it's all evidence. It's all evidence. And once they release one, they got to release them all. So they release none of that. So what, I mean, under the Freedom of Information Act, no.
Right, and they haven't worked it all out. In fact, this Blueprint for Public Safety puts the body cams off for about a year or two. It did not, that was not one of the priorities that they saw.
It's not a priority, and we'll talk about that at some other time, because I just got back from sitting with an hour with the commissioner of the California Highway Patrol just talking about theirs. And about the plan they're putting together for in January 1st to send back to the Senate. Maybe we need to take a look at some of these things. But I also know Rob Pelletti has worked out a lot of these questions, but there's still 100 more. Anyway, hey, we're here with Tom Sellers, the opinion page editor, our new guy back. Well, he's back in town. And you know, welcome home, Tom.
Thank you.
And Carol Ferguson, who is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back because I want to talk about, the stories that are coming on now and the things that are hitting our community and that maybe we need to spend more time on. We'll be right back.
Bot here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides a training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trade. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest-growing occupations over the next decade. Trade school offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical trainee program at the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training at shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeVos. It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock on Monday. It's Columbus Day. I guess you could say is there's a lot of consternation about Columbus Day. I'll ask you about Columbus Day here in a minute. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at View 202. That's right. The only restaurant on the river that has a Sunday brunch that has Linda singing from 11 to 1. She'll be singing, she'll be singing next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that, she's singing from 6 to 8. You can watch the sun go down over the river.
Sundays, both morning Sundays, and night.
Monday and night. So she's going to be there this next Sunday from 11 to 1. And then the following Sunday from 6 to 8. So, but the big thing that you've got is the one thing you've got that is very noticeable is the beautiful view you have from
View
202. Wonderful view. You can watch the sun go down in the evenings and you can have a wonderful brunch. And the food's outstanding. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler has really come on strong there. Give him a call at 226-8439 for reservations because in either at the brunch or in the evening they're sold out. So give him a call now. All right, our guests are the Record Searchlight, the managing editor, Carol Ferguson, a friend, and that, you know what, I really appreciate Carol. We really
Thank
do
you.
Appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
Here.
I like and, being here.
Well, I mean, just in Reading and the things you do with the paper, because we love the paper. Maybe not everything the paper does, but the overall paper itself is great. And Tom Sellers, the new opinion page guy. And you've had an opinion here on this new on the Henderson on this deal down there for Dignity Health to build a new place down there.
Yeah, we came out the other day saying that there's room for both the open space and the Dignity Health. The look at the map, it appears that that's so. Of course, it's a lot more complicated than that, but just common sense on our part. I mean, I'm not sure where common sense, comma, on our part.
Right.
It seems that there is room for both.
I think there is. You know, what I've seen here is, again, and I understand the gentleman that's against it. I mean, he has donated lots of money to, you know, for the beautification for things here in Reading. And a true gentleman. But
yes.
We also need to start growth in our city. I look at, and Carol's seen this. Carol's seen this too. We've watched the Equestrian Center go away. That was before my time, and there's a couple reasons for that. But Equestrian Center equals money. I mean, it does. And two, then there was the down in Churn Creek, the big shopping center, again shot down, and then 3M. Has just pulled back from that quarry. Now, there wasn't a lot of jobs, and you're right, but it was a lot of tax money and a lot of things they were going to be using around here that was going to be spending a lot of money here for the next 100 years. Something like $50 million just went away.
Right.
From our community right there. And then we're fighting the idea of building this place down on the river with Dignity. I don't know how many more times we can go to the well there and we turn things down where people are going to stop. Stillwater has got a strawberry farm out there.
It's not just a strawberry farm.
They are huge, and I didn't mean to denigrate. I did not mean to dismiss them, because they're really great people, and they sell all over the world. But we've got one business, and it just takes a little bit when these guys are looking for big places. I mean, to come, and they're spending millions of dollars. They look at everything, and when you start seeing the people fighting it.
Well, and I mean, you can look at it another way. It's a community saying, yes, we want things, but we want to have a say in it. We want Churn Creek Bottom to be kept agricultural and rural and bucolic. We don't want our hillside torn down for aggregate to be sent all over the state. We want to have some say in where our community's going. And so, and you do. You have a very strong group of people, and they're all over. It's you had people up in the north part of the county fighting the 3M project, and you had people in the southern part of the county fighting the Churn Creek Bottom. And they're different people. It's a different group of people.
And they are.
And so they're saying, here's my neighborhood, here's what I want. And so, I mean, there's we have a very active, engaged
community
up here, which is good on one hand. And then, but
if you want to have any type of growth, you're going to have to at some point. I mean, somebody's going to have to give.
I don't think everyone up here wants growth.
Yeah. And it's everything's in the back. You know, it's not in my backyard. You know, NIMBY.
Right.
The fight up in Selma's. I'm not even taking that. I'm taking away even from the county in that fight. The people that are suing up there, the new owners, they're suing them because, no, you cannot have that spa there. You're going to give us all these other things. No, you cannot grow this place. You cannot use the land the way that you want to use it. You know, I mean, these kind of things. I mean, it's a constant fight that it not in my backyard is a fine thing up to a point.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, at a certain point.
At a certain point, then everything starts backing off. And then this little bucolic, meadowland that we have here in Redding will be a ghost town as Anderson grows and explodes and other places around here. And what do we have? We have the river. And so but that's good because we're going to need to be getting water from the river because we won't have jobs here. If we don't kind of expand out.
And the thing on the Dignity Health Project, one of the items that they say they're going to add is more oncology. And this area does need more oncologists. It does need that. I mean, this isn't someone bringing in something that not very few people are going to benefit from. The Dignity Project will be quite beneficial to the whole community.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see, Tom, you start a slash and burn on politicians.
Slash
and burn. Go out and find out what they're doing. Like, why don't we have...
And hire a bodyguard.
You know what? I've heard both sides of this argument about why we are not expanding our jail. And we're going to get Leonard Modi on. And Leonard sat and talked to me about this. He has good reasons. And you have Tom Basenko saying this is why we need to expand it. Then we've got all these other things that are going on. I just, you know, when you see politicians say things, they need to be held. They need to be held their feet to the fire. And if they're not, we need to remember that mm-hmm. at the end and not, you know, at the end. You all at the end make choices. We do not endorse here at our level. You all do.
Yes.
We don't endorse at the city or county. We will at the state and feds and all that, but not here because we appreciate everybody that runs. We really do. Even if we don't agree with them, we appreciate them running. So we just don't do that. Anyway.
So thank you so much for joining us today. And it is Columbus Day, so I wanted to give, before we closed a little bit, should we just say thank you to our guests and we'll talk a little bit about Columbus Day?
I think that we should have them here too because yeah. Columbus Day is just something that...
Okay.
You know, this is a holiday, but there's a lot of people who have a lot of consternation about Columbus Day.
Absolutely. U.S. national holiday since 1937, Columbus Day commemorates the arrival of Christopher Columbus, as we know, in the New World on October 12, 1492. The Italian-born explorer had set sail 2 months earlier, backed by the Spanish monarchs, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. He intended to chart a western sea route to China, India, and the fabled Golden Spice Islands of Asia. Instead, he landed in the Bahamas, becoming the first European European to explore the Americas since the Vikings set up colonies in Greenland and Newfoundland during the 10th century. Now, the first Columbus Day celebrated in the United States in 1792 when New York's Columbian Order, better known as Tammany Hall, held an event to commemorate the historic landing 300th anniversary, taking pride in Columbus' birthplace. Now, as we read on here, we find that a lot of people felt that it was really a Catholic holiday. The Knights of Columbus were very important in moving forward, having this be a holiday. And in 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed Columbus Day a national holiday, largely as a result of intense lobbying, like we said, by the Knights of Columbus. An influential Catholic fraternal benefits organization originally observed every October 12th. It was fixed to the second Monday in October in 1971. We know that we can read on about...
A lot of opposition to Columbus Day.
Are we
going to see an editorial about Columbus Day?
Well, today we had a small column from a wire columnist, I forget her name, but...
About why it should be done away with.
Yeah, and she raised some good points. The indigenous people have some issues with it that need to be examined, and they made some points.
By the way, Governor Brown just said that it was illegal to use the word Redskins in any type of school. He just signed a law about that. So, I mean, is this... So do you think that you see Columbus Day as being changed dramatically here in the next few years?
I don't see it being changed immediately, certainly.
No.
It's worth discussing.
I'm just wondering about
They talk about how in this article, again, and the Native Americans and other groups have protested the celebration because resulting in the colonization of the Americas and the death of millions with influenza and smallpox and what they did to the indigenous people. Excuse me. Is that the right word?
Indigenous.
You
were close.
Yeah, I was close.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to do active shooter on campuses. We're going to do protocols, and from a guy who wrote these protocols for down in Orange County, thank you so much to our guest here, Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Tom Sellers, the new opinion page editor. And thank you so much for being with us today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Washington Post calls it an outrageous injustice. Conviction of Post reporter Jason Rezaian in Iran, convicted of charges including espionage. Reporter Adam Schreck with what Iran is saying about this.
The judicial spokesman has confirmed there's been a conviction. He's also confirmed there's a possibility of appeal within 20 days. Beyond that, we don't know what sort of sentence Jason could be facing or anything beyond that.
Rezaian is not the only American being held in Iran. Others include Iranian-American Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, held since the summer of 2012. Thousands have gathered at the Lincoln Memorial for the second annual Washington Prayer Gathering. Correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Christians from some 300 churches across Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. are here for a midday service of prayer and worship. Organized by pastors throughout the D.C. metropolitan area, this prayer gathering aims